When you get up in the morning, you're going to work. What are you doing? Are you going to earn a living? No. You're going to fulfill whatever God needs you to do today. And if God tells you, I need you to do this, I need you to do that. He doesn't look at your bank account and see if you can afford it. He looks at his bank account. He knows he can afford it.
Join Kenneth Copeland today as he reveals from the Word of God how the curse is destroyed by the anointing which he has placed within the blessing. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's go with the Galatians chapter 3. Look at verse 6, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. What did he believe? Well, he believed what God said. What did God say? I'll bless you. Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. So Abraham believed he was blessed, and he eventually believed that he was possessor of heaven and earth. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would make righteous the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Now that says that God preached the gospel.
Amen.
So you and I can't call the gospel something else.
That's right.
That's the gospel.
Amen.
The nations, the Gentiles, who are they? Ham and Japheth. Let's back up again. Go back over there to the... let's go down and read this 13th verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree or on the cross. We're talking about the cross of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, right? Is that right or not?
Yes, that's right.
You see that little punctuation mark there, that little colon? Two little dots right there at the end of tree. That's not the end of the sentence. Now, you can replace that little colon with the word so, S-O. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, the nation, on Ham and Japheth, on all of the rest of us, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Not that we might receive the Spirit that was promised, but that we receive what the Spirit promised to Abraham, which included the promise of the Spirit. The Spirit coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now tell me that the blessing wasn't on his mind. All right, let's go back over then to the book of Genesis, and let's pick up there right after the flood in the 9th chapter. Verse 22 of the 8th chapter, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Same words. Exactly the same words. Now, to absolutely clinch this whole thing, this entire thing that God is thinking of the blessing all the time. That's his purpose. That was what was stolen from him. That was the last thing he said before he rested. Well, now, doesn't the Bible say that Jesus has finished his work and sat down at the right hand of the Father and rested until his enemies be made his footstool? Doesn't it say that? Well, the Father has rested again and turned all judgment over to the Son. And now, your Heavenly Father is ready to play. He's ready to spend time with you. He is ready to bless and re-bless. He's ready to be involved with you. Praise God. Because he turned everything else over to Jesus. And Jesus sat down till his enemies be made his footstool, and invited you, come sit with me in my throne, even as I sit with my Father in my throne. What throne is that? Throne of grace. Come sit on it. Didn't say nothing about you falling down on the floor and bawling and squalling at the throne of grace. Now, if you need to repent, repent. Plead the blood. Stand on first and second chapters of 1 John, and then get up and take your place. Sit down next to Jesus and enter into his rest. Cease from your own works as God ceased from his. How did he cease from his? He spoke the blessing and sat down. He ceased and let the blessing do the work. Amen. So when you get up in the morning, you're going to work. What are you doing? Are you going to earn a living? No. You're going to fulfill whatever God needs you to do today. And if God tells you, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, and he doesn't look at your bank account and see if you can afford it. He looks at his bank account. He knows he can afford it. Amen. The blessing's back. I said the blessing is back. Now, how much of it is available? Well, let's go over to the book of Malachi here for a moment. And we'll go back and pick up on some of these things later and have a lot of fun with them. We're running out of time right now, and I need to get this through to you, because there is one thing I have to do before we close. Bud Creflo won't mind if he comes in. We're still here preaching. He'll just take up and go on. Malachi 3. Verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that there is not room enough to receive it.
Amen. Glory.
Woo, glory to God. Carolyn Savelle's dad, Olin Creech, called me one time, and Olin was one of the first board trustee members of this ministry back in his very beginning days. And he called me one time. He said, Brother Kendall, Brother Creech was in the house remodeling, rebuilding business. And once in a while, he'd build something from scratch. But most of his business had to do with the concrete business and remodeling and that kind of building. And he was very good at it. His work was just impeccable. And he always had more work than he could see to all the time that I'd known him. He called me and he said, Kenneth, something's happened to my business. He said, I don't know what it is, but he said, I'm telling you, he said that all of a sudden, all the work just quit. And he said, there's just this absolutely nothing happening. He said, I go out and I'm bid on these jobs and so forth. And he said, used to be that people know me and all of that. He said, I got jobs. But he said, all of a sudden, I'm just not getting any of the contract. And he said, I just had it in my heart that you and I could pray and agree over this. I said, sure, Olin. Well, we started to pray. And just as we started to pray, the word of the Lord came to me. And I heard it right down in here. The Lord said, tell him to go get his check stubs. I thought, what? And I said, Olin, the word of the Lord came to me. And I said, the Lord said for you to go get your check stubs. He said, well, I don't quite understand shit on my business account, personal account. And I just heard this come out my mouth. I said, whatever account you tithe from. Well, the minute I heard it out my mouth, I could see where God was going with this. Because you read the next verse, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he'll not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations will call you blessed. All nations, Ham and Japheth included, are going to call you blessed.
Amen.
He went and he came back and he said, I got it right in front of me. And so I said, just look down through there, the check stubs where you've tithed. He said, okay. And he flipped through there and he's checking those check stubs. I said, now hold it up. In front of you. Hold it up higher than your head. And he held it up there. I said, now here's all you and I have to do. I said, Lord, this is my partner, and he's holding his check stubs up here to you. He said, prove you in this. Well, here's the tithe check proof right here. And in Jesus' name, you have rebuked the devourer for his sake. And now, Satan, we take authority over you. You desist in your maneuvers. You don't have any right to come against the blessing of a tither. We have blessing. We have rights. And in the name of Jesus, take your hands off of God's property. Well, I heard Olin was just a praying. Boy, he was praying in the Holy Ghost. And just as I got through, he said, thank you, bye, and hung up. Well, it wasn't too long after that, I was talking to him about something else, and I said, Olin, tell me, what's happened to your business? Oh, dear Lord Copeland. He said, I'm covered plumb up, man. He said, I'm having to refer business to other people. He said, it broke that very day.
Amen.
Now, see, God was already pouring out, opened the windows of heaven. God always does his part. He's not the one holding you back. Now, that's the one place you must change your thinking. Well, maybe God don't want me to have it. Well, tell Jesus about that and ask him how his back feels. Huh? He didn't want you to have it. There's a hole. He didn't have to go through all that. He's no respecter of persons, but he respects that tithe. He respects faith. He respects his word. He respects and honors your place in him as his family and joint heir. Amen. You can do the same thing. I've done it since then. I said, Lord, thank you for showing me that. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen. Well, the Lord finally got through to my lightning fast mind. And so when I began to do that when I tithe, instead of waiting until things got bad and go get the check stubs. I started doing it when I bring the tithe to him. Gloria and I bring our tithe before him. And we lay hold of our tithing privileges. Praise God. And we just rejoice. Now, I said there was one more thing, and we'll close with this. Turn with me to Luke's gospel. Now, do you remember that Jesus said, I only speak those things my Father has taught me. I only speak what I hear my Father speak. Huh? It is the Father within me. He does the works. My words are not my own, but they are the words of Him who sent me. Amen? Amen. Now, verse 24, last chapter of the book of Luke. Let's look at the 49th verse. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Now, wait before we go 1 minute further. I know he's talking about the Holy Ghost. I know he's talking about the day of Pentecost. But folks, that's part of the blessing. The blessing is not part of that. That is part of the blessing. The blessing is the gospel. Oh, Brother Copeland, I thought salvation was the gospel. It is. It's part of the blessing. Was there any death in the garden? Then it's the blessing's job to remove it. That's the anointing part of the blessing. The anointing of God removes burdens and destroys yokes. So the anointing of God that removes burdens and destroys yoke is the curse removing part of the blessing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there any sickness in the garden? Well, then the gospel of healing, divine healing ministry of Jesus, then and now, is part of the blessing.
Amen. Amen.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost, part of the blessing.
Amen.
What happened when Adam sinned? He was separated from God. What happened on the day of Pentecost? Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
You know what happened on the day of Pentecost. He came in fire and all and sat on them.
Yes, sir.
He sat down on them. And instead of his fire consuming their sinful beings, they were not sinful beings anymore.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And that consuming fire was consumed by them.
Amen.
That's part of the blessing.
Amen.
Was there any poverty in the garden? Then divine prosperity by the blessing of the Lord it maketh rich is part of the blessing.
Amen.
It's the recovery. It's everything to God. Everything to Him. Hallelujah. Now, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. That's not only part of the blessing, He is the blessing.
Hallelujah.
You're talking about Himself. You're talking about the Spirit of the living God. And He led them out as far as to Bethany. And He lifted up His hands and blessed them. Now, what did He say? Had to be. Had to be. Because He only says that which His Father has already said.
Yes.
There's no way He could change that. Everything else is relative to that. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature is relative to that, because you shall be blessed. All nations is the gospel.
Yes.
He lifted His hands and He began to say unto them, be blessed. I bless you. Be fruitful and multiply and fill up the earth.
Hallelujah.
subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, look at this. I'm telling you right now. Oh, dear God. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. While he was speaking those words, the blessing of Almighty God, the power of heaven and earth, lifted him up. He left this earth blessing it, and he went into heaven blessing it. Well, shout amen, somebody. You remember what he said in John 20:21? As the Father hath sent me, so send I you. Amen. Go bless.
Amen.
Go bless.
Amen.
Go bless.
Amen.
Well, you can't bless the poor without money. You can't bless the hungry without food.
Amen.
He needs you rich. He needs you blessed. He needs you well. He needs you strong. He needs you committed. He needs you filled with joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. What happens when you're full of joy? The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, yes.
Ah, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
We have something good for you today, Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life. It's a DVD, it's a workbook, a CD set. We want you to get it any way you can get it. And it's great to have with your family or with friends. You know, back when Ken and I came into the things of God, for the most part, we began to learn, there were not as many good churches as there are today, and people were having prayer groups. And that's not a bad thing to do, even though we have good churches, a lot of good churches in a lot of places today, not everywhere, but a lot of places. And people, you know, would just have friends in, and they'd pray, and they'd study the Word. And this is a wonderful thing to do with your family. Your children need to grow up knowing that God has a plan for their life. So there's a workbook along with it that you can interact, and it's a great teaching tool. We want you to have it. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. You can just enjoy it. Hallelujah. The Word of God. Father, I pray for every family today. Lord, we all agree. Now, you agree with me. We all agree for every family that's listening to this broadcast today to be complete. I mean by that every member of that family born again, Spirit-filled, turned on to you. We thank you for the master plan for every father, mother, and child today, that they would know exactly what your plan is for their lives and walk in it. We want to know. Just tell the Lord right now, Lord, I want to know your plan. Reveal your plan to me. I want to know it. Tell him you want to know. Expect to hear. The Bible, for one thing, is God's master plan. Get in the Bible and begin to read it. Spend time in it. Listen to the teaching, Lord, listen to the teaching from God's teachers. Get in a good church. There's good churches in places now. Get in a church that teaches you how to live by faith. Otherwise, you're not going to know unless you get it on your own, which pretty much Ken and I got it on our own. In those early days, we just started after it. We just started reading the Word. We said, whatever the Word says, we believe it. We're going to do it. And that's a heart that receives from God. We want to invite you to be back and to listen to the broadcast every day. Every day. Get on the broadcast. It teaches. We teach every day. We want you to have 6 days a week anyway. We want you to have the Word of God. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales. Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elk Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The job of fear is to question the Word, to question and worry, to question faith. All of that is fear-based. Amen.